62 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. I tell you what, it's a lot easier to do this job when you got green ink on the screen. Market action's higher again this morning. Crude market down better than half a dollar, and the dollar trade is firm. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, but we're not really trading that, are we? Current price action, July corn is currently up 8 at 376 and 3 quarters. December corn is 395, up 7 and a quarter. July beans currently up 6 and a quarter at 837 and 3 quarters. And November, 861 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat for July, up 11 cents at 459 and a quarter. And December is 480 and 3 quarters, up a dime. Kansas City wheat for September is currently up 8 cents at 427. And December is 448, up 7 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for July, up 7 and a quarter at 530 and a half. And December is 553 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a half. Livestock trade looks like, hogs are higher, and the cattle are trying to work their way into positive territory. Trade always thinks that the crops are going to get planted, but this year it seems to be a little bit late. This year, some fields are simply impassable at this point. As the producer told me this morning, if you can't get across the field, you just can't do it. Today is May 15th. I've got guys that have not turned a wheel in the field this spring. Charts, we mentioned last week that funds are short and will cover at some point in time. That appears to be at hand. Looking at the corn chart, I think it's very, very interesting. We had an outside day up on Monday, and we had a breakaway gap going into Tuesday. And now I look at the weekly and the monthly charts. We've got outside months up across the board. Technically, that's very price-friendly. I don't have any upside objectives, but I would say if we can clear about 389, 390 basis to September, it's going to open up the door for another 10 to 15 cents easy. Looking at the livestock trade, it looks like the hogs are trying to firm up. We did kind of reject some breakdown, which is encouraging. Hopefully, we'll see some business before too long. Also, a lot of producers are kind of excited that the transfer payments that we're going to be getting from Uncle Sam are expected to be in the process or be acknowledged by the in about 15 days. So all things considered, we're cautiously optimistic about that. Other things, too, we've got the 395 mark basis of December, which is a catch-up point for making some sales if you've got it planted. I'd also say that buying puts in this environment for new crop is an odds-on favor because we just don't know what's going to happen to us. And we'd like to know we got some downside price protection, but we'd like to capitalize on the upside price action. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Let's quickly check current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Starting to see a little sun poke through the clouds here this morning. We're at 63 degrees in Urbana. South wind around 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 59 in Decatur, 62 in Danville, 60 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 73 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, down to a low of 55. Partly cloudy and a warmer for the day tomorrow. We'll get up to a high of 80 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.